This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off hour number two of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Literally anything goes, whatever's on your mind. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Still to come, Scientology versus South Park. Also, new marijuana numbers. Some polling has been done of Americans. That's revealing some, well, pretty positive things. We'll share those with you. Also, the TSA continues to fail, and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Let's start things out this hour, though, by doing a little recap, Johnson. There's new camera technology. These cameras that are just proliferating throughout cities on tops of stoplights, nearby intersections, that are not only recording your activities, being able to monitor your activities, but also there's automated systems that will send you tickets, usually yep. based on running red lights or speeding. Mm. Now, there's a new kind of camera, and it's essentially a noise monitoring camera, a camera that will, at a certain threshold of noise, will send out a ticket to whoever it is that's driving through. Is that correct?
Yep, pretty much.
What else do we need to know about this?
Separate cameras and microphones that are going to communicate via Wi-Fi with a laptop control unit, which means that, I mean, to me, if they're communicating via Wi-Fi, they're hackable. Other things just to know that once this system is configured, it's going to generate up to 10,000 tickets before the onboard hard drive is filled up, and what it does is it records a 10-second video and audio clip for each incident.
I see, and then someone reviews the clip.
Right.
So they download the day's incidents, they review the clip, they try to figure out whose car it was, they look at the license plate, and then they create the report, and then the ticket, and then they send it out.
Yeah, I don't know how many minutes or whatever 100,000 seconds is, but it's a lot of data, you know, a lot of time to have somebody go through watching video and audio of these little individual car and audio infractions.
And as Manwich pointed out last hour, the biggest outrage about this is the fact that it totally destroys due process. I mean, they're presuming that it's you driving the car,
right,
and you're presumed guilty well.
Here's the motivation. Similar red light camera and photo radar technology has generated billions of dollars worldwide. In Washington, D.C.
yeah.
alone, cameras billed drivers more than $171 million since 1999.
Now, there was some good...
This camera here is going to fine people for noise infraction that no police officer heard
right.
and no citizen complained about.
That's right.
Yep.
And it's going to fine the person who owns the vehicle of the driver of the license plate,
regardless of who's in it, regardless of who's driving.
So, first off, you have to assume that the license plate is on its correct car, and most license plates are on their correct cars.
Right.
But sometimes license plates get stolen, and sometimes people don't report them. Secondly, you have to assume that the owner of the car is, in fact, driving it. And that's not an easy assumption.
Well,
I had a car that was owned by a corporation that was owned by my mother and, you know, my family, my uncles and aunts and that kind of thing. So
the other thing that
if
you
that
have to
car
assume...
had been, you know, pimped out and loud, then...
Mom would have gotten a ticket.
I guess
the other thing that you have to assume, though, is that somebody deserves to be fined for having their music up or a modified muffler or honking their horn.
Well, it's another thing to think about, but, I mean, it seems to me like secondary to due process.
Absolutely. But as you pointed out, Johnson, it's all about money for the government. It's all about generating income. And they know that most people won't challenge it. They know that when your average Joe citizen gets that fine in the mail, they say, oh, man, I got caught.
I'm just waiting for punk kids. I'm just waiting for punk kids to start smashing these cameras because I bet that equipment is fairly expensive. And once the costs of replacing that equipment goes up,
it's difficult
to get to
them. It
wouldn't take much to destroy a camera.
It wouldn't take much for kids in a town that that was dealing with this
mm-hmm.
to band together and do it, but I just don't think that one kid's gonna get the wild hair, as it were.
Right.
But you're busy getting drunk.
I just don't think it'll happen. But after two or three of them get together,
targeting the bass boom, you know, the bass thumping and all that stuff, gangs will take out these cameras.
I wonder. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I bet.
It'll be interesting. Let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind to Aaron in New York. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Aaron, what's
evening.
Up?
Oh, this is just a wonderful story of bureaucracy out of New York.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of those stories. Go ahead.
I'm a small business owner, and of course, out of fear of being put to jail, you know, for tax evasion, I decided to actually officially incorporate. I've been dealing on eBay for a while. The thing was, I was dealing under a name that I don't know if you'd necessarily call it obscene, but it was a little controversial.
Okay.
The name was Punkin' Pissed. And
okay.
So I decided to incorporate under that name because it was well known, and I wanted to have a website under that name. New York State rejected my application to be incorporated, saying that it was obscene, and I was not allowed to do business under the name I had chosen.
Wow.
Yep.
That's
and what's baffling about it is that the name was a deliberate choice because it's an edgy sort of, you know, company, edgy material. Like, you know, you would sort of think that I would be able to, you know, make a decision as to how I want to do business.
Here's a solution for you. Register your corporation in a state that will tax you less anyway.
Isn't Nevada good for that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Delaware also.
Why would you want to register your corporation in New York? Not a good idea.
I
you can do business in New York.
Punishment, you know. I think.
Well, and what if your name? What if this was a band, for instance? What if the band? You know, bands get paid in checks written to. What was it?
Punkin' Pissed. And hopefully, by the way,
I did that just for Ian. I'm sorry.
Would be the punk kids out there smashing those traffic monitoring.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know, and a band should be able to incorporate under its name and get checks under its name, and it doesn't seem any. I don't see any reason why that wouldn't.
There's all kinds of crazy band names out there.
Yeah,
and also, you know, why can't New York State realize that if your business name is so offensive, then people won't deal with you? I mean, if your business name is so objectionable, individuals will just say, "Whoa, I can't buy products from this company. It's way objectionable."
Because they're too busy busting people for playing solitaire and then going out and playing golf.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
The mayor of New York City was this has been a big article recently. I'm surprised you guys didn't hear about this, but the mayor
can't read them all.
The mayor of New York City busted one of his employees, fired this guy who had been working for him for something like maybe 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
Because he came by the guy's desk and there was a game of solitaire up on the screen. Well, meanwhile, the mayor goes out and plays golf all the time on tax dollars and calls it a meeting and whatnot. But is
typical.
He fired? No.
He's showing how tough he is. He's cracking down on those listless bureaucrats.
But I figure that's why they're probably too busy. They're too busy doing stuff like that to realize.
Aaron, I'm curious, what did you end up doing? I mean, they rejected your application. Did you change the name of your business, or have you just not incorporated yet?
No, we took a disgusting compromise, and the actual name of incorporation, although our URL doesn't reflect it, but technically we're Punkin' P Incorporated. Now, mind you,
gotcha.
I thought about being Punkin' Pee-Pee because,
like,
you know, if they want to talk to me like a child, you know, and treat me like a child, then maybe I should have a child's business thing.
Yeah, maybe you should act like one. Pee-Pee Poo-Poo Incorporated. Thanks for the call, Aaron. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231.
Teach them a lesson and register your corporation in another state. Seriously.
What if they turn you down? What if they all turn you down?
They're
on
not going to, though.
Why not?
There are some states that will take it.
Okay.
Competition.
Okay.
You know, register with a state that isn't run by fascists.
I say don't register your corporation. I say forget about corporations and just do business without asking permission. Why should you have to do business? Why should you have to ask permission to provide someone with a product or a service? I understand. He's afraid the IRS is going to come after him. That's his answer as to why.
Well, it's not about the IRS. Usually it's about someone suing you and taking all your personal assets. That's what that's all about. It's protection from it's the government protecting you from another individual suing you and taking all your personal assets.
Yeah, well, I don't want the government's protection.
Yeah.
I don't trust them. 800-259-9231. I kind of have a feeling like when you sign on to be a corporation, you're agreeing to a whole bunch of other government rules that you might not necessarily want over your business. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And a sandwich with his mouth full. Oh, you need to learn to finish up before we come back.
No, what you need to do is you need to learn to stuff it in your cheek and...
You can still hear it. You can still, if there's something
well,
in your mouth.
I'm specifically doing that now.
Right. You can like,
but if
stop
I,
it.
But if I wanted to, I could speak totally clearly with my mouth full. I'm capable of doing that.
You can still hear it. You can still hear it change.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, all right, let's move on. 800-259-9231. Okay, so you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there, and there are over 90,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 1,200 people interacting there. It's totally free. Fun stuff, serious issues, you'll find it all on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun, to the amplifier-only line, George in D.C. TSA George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
What's up, guys?
Hey, George.
What's up?
Hey, I got to participate in the coolest charity in the history of charities here.
What is that?
Basically, I had to help fight breast cancer by driving a BMW.
Please explain.
BMW is doing this thing called Drive for the Cure, where we basically take out a Beamer or whatever they got on the lot. They have like 19 designated cars of just about every model they got.
Do they have anything that's an M series? Like an
except the M series. They don't have the M series.
Well, yeah,
the
rag tops.
People wreck those things.
Well, they've got plenty of rag tops. You see, the M series is their fast race car kind of. Whether it's an M3, they have different types of M's. But I think that right now they have
M3
the Z4 M3 maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, for every mile you put on that car, BMW will donate $1 to breast cancer for every mile you put.
How did you get selected for this? How did you get in?
Oh, no. I just called up and asked for a reservation.
Whoa. Totally broke up on that. You'd called up and what?
I got a reservation. You can also just show up at the dealership that's doing it, participating. And,
is this a nationwide thing or just something in Virginia where you're at, or D.C.?
Well, it's nationwide, but not all at the same time. There's like two groups of people doing this, like a northern fleet and a southern fleet. They're traveling from dealership to dealership.
Oh, I see. So they take those 19 cars and they move them from dealership to dealership. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's like a BMW corporate thing. It's not that individual dealership that's doing it.
Exactly.
Neat. And what's it called? Drive for the Cure?
Yeah. Can I give out the number?
Whatever. Go ahead.
Call? It's 1-877-4A-DRIVE.
Yeah, we love our ladies here on Free Talk Live. So you want to cure breast cancer? That's a good idea.
Hey, you can give BMW our number. They can call me about advertising.
Yeah, there you go. George, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. That's nice, though. That's a neat idea.
If they listen to this show, they might consider it. Now that they know how much you know about BMWs.
Well, you used to drive one, didn't you?
I have had a 325i.
I don't know what that means.
That's what the kind of car it is.
I don't know anything about cars.
It's like Tacoma.
Okay. 800.
Isn't that a place in Washington?
Yes, it is.
It's like a truck.
I think that's where Toyota has one of their plants, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Might be wrong about that. All right. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk about some good news. Finally got some good news here with marijuana. According to HammerOfTruth.com and Normal, looks like about half of America actually supports decriminalization of marijuana. We've reported numbers before, like 80% of Americans want medical marijuana.
Right.
Well, now they've done another study. According to Normal, nearly one out of every two Americans support amending federal law to, quote, let states legally regulate and tax marijuana the way they do liquor and gambling, according to a national poll of 1,004 likely voters.
That's legalization, not decriminalization.
Yes, there have been arguments about what is what. But anyway, Zogby International did the poll for Normal. 46% of respondents, including a majority of those polled on the East and West Coasts, say they support allowing states to regulate marijuana in a manner similar to alcohol. Isn't that interesting? If you live on the East and West Coast, if you're on the East Coast, 53% of Americans agree with that statement. If you're on the West Coast, 55%, which means the people in the breadbasket or the people in Middle America are probably the ones that disagree.
Right. And that same poll there said that 85% of people that describe themselves as libertarians want to see marijuana legalized. What's up with the other 15%? I would imagine it's the taxing, the taxing portion of it. They ask questions like, would you like to see marijuana legalized and licensed and taxed like alcohol?
Yeah, so the 15% are the principled ones that just say no.
They got bugged by that particular portion of it and said no. I would say that that's a superior, it's a step away from you know, fining people and imprisoning them and giving them probation and putting them in jail and all kinds of other things that we're doing currently. So,
oh, it'd be a huge step. Gosh, if we could have legal marijuana, that would be just incredible in this country. I mean, the crime rate would probably go down a little bit, too. Anyway, respondents' support for marijuana law reform was strongly influenced by age and political affiliation. Nearly two-thirds, 65% of 18 to 29-year-olds, people in our demographic, and half of 50 to 64-year-olds think that federal law should be amended to allow states the option of regulation of marijuana, while majorities of 30 to 49-year-olds, 58% of them, and seniors, and older, 52%, oppose such a change. So where it's strongest is with young people, and with a kind of an odd set, 50 to 64-year-olds, and then in seniors, even seniors, though, 52% oppose it, which means 48% of seniors think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's pretty wide support for legalization of marijuana.
Yeah.
Pretty stunning numbers.
If it's 48%, if these numbers are, you know, tried and true, then...
There's 1,000 people that were surveyed. That's a scientific survey.
It's fine. It is. But, I mean, you never know. And if you can get these are the kind of numbers where you can transform people's opinions with advertising in a short period of time. You can do political advertising, you know, saying that, you know, this is the problem with the drug war. This is without any prompting on the drug war. You know, this isn't people being reminded of the billions and billions and billions of dollars a year that
That's
we dump into the drug war, how inefficient it is, how many people's lives are ruined.
Not reminded of the 700,000-plus people that are arrested every year for marijuana possession.
That's just, yeah, I mean, it has nothing to do with that. That's just them being asked cold, you know, do you support...
This is a good idea, yeah.
So those are the kind of numbers that can be changed even in the breadbasket, in the Bible Belt.
Absolutely.
They could be changed.
Well, here's some other...
But if you can imagine how if they manage to convert them in, you know, some of the periphery coastal states, suddenly people see, wow, legalized marijuana, it's...
And the world's not ending.
Right. You know, the demons haven't descended upon our streets and aren't, you know, swiping the heads off of people as you know, right in, as they're smoking the marijuana.
Right.
My God. We can not imprison people for this crap, and I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? As a matter of fact, we might have the opportunity to see this in action with two different states this year in November. You're going to see Nevada, and you're going to see Colorado possibly looking at real legalization. Not medical pot, but real legalization of marijuana. It's going to be on the ballot for people to vote on. It's going to be a hell of a controversy. Lots of debates going to be going on before the votes, and so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on that. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. I say physics, and you see bushy-haired Einstein? Well, sit down, strap in, and hold on, because when I come back, I'll give you a physics lesson practiced by the bushy scientist of NASCAR.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Out of the lab, Einstein, today's physics lesson, straight from the racetrack, is taught by the Busch Series champ, Martin Truex. The subject, nitrogen. Martin and all the NASCAR racers use nitrogen in their race car tires instead of regular compressed air.
Why? Nitrogen contains less moisture than air, which makes nitrogen-filled tires less susceptible to expansion-contraction irregularities that affect tire pressure and heat, which correlates directly to driver control. Now, don't try this physics experiment at home, because race cars scoot around at about 190 miles per hour. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Friday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of neat stuff on our website, and it's all for free. In fact, you can get on our wiki. It's our newest feature on the site, wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's everything that you'll find there. There's lots of information, information on the hosts of the show, information on some of the guests, some of the callers, information on the topics that we cover, the issues. You'll find a lot of stuff. And believe it or not, all of it was created by the listeners. In fact, you can go in there, create yourself an account, and if you see something that's inaccurate, you want to change it, change it. You want to add something, add it. You want to add an entire new page, an entire new section, do it. You can literally control the wiki on your own, wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about these numbers from a Zogby poll. NORML, the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Law, commissioned Zogby to do a poll. They did it of 1,004 adults, so it's a scientific study, phone poll. And they asked a simple question. They asked whether or not these people believed that states should be allowed to legally regulate and tax marijuana the way they do liquor and gambling. And so we're reporting on some of the breakdowns. And it's good news because the majority of Americans, almost a majority actually, 46% of respondents across America believe that that's a good idea. Actually, people on the East Coast and the West Coast, there was majorities there. It's the middle of America that, I guess, didn't necessarily agree as often. And interestingly enough...
Still, they're what you would call really... It's really close races. 48%, 47%.
Right. Well, interestingly, things broke down... The results from political breakdowns and religious breakdowns are kind of curious. Among those respondents who identified themselves as Democrats, 59% backed taxing and regulating marijuana, compared to only 33% of Republicans. 44% of
What's up with that, Republicans? I thought you were the small government pro-freedom party.
I thought they were the pro-commercial, pro-business party. Shouldn't you be free to run a marijuana business?
Nope. They're the pro-Jesus party, and that's the problem.
Well, yeah, as we'll reveal here in a moment.
But wait, I've seen articles that said that Jesus smoked weed, actually.
Well, those are written by the Christians for marijuana or whatever. There's groups within...
What kind of evidence is there for that?
Lots of it, apparently.
You can pull biblical quotes that say stuff like, God put every plant on the earth for humans or something like that. I don't remember what the exact quotes are, but if you go on Google and you look up Christian marijuana smokers, you'll probably find these groups and their quotes.
Okay.
Yeah, weed wasn't created by man.
I give you that part, but I don't think Jesus smoked pot. I don't think there's any evidence for that.
I don't know if they claim that. Anyway, 44% of independents say yes to that, and 85% of libertarians, which is nice that they included the libertarians in the poll, because normally we're just left out, say they supported the law change. Respondents' opinions were also influenced by religious affiliation. Get this. Nearly 70% of respondents who identified themselves as Jewish... And nearly 60% of respondents who said they were non-religious believe that states should have legal marijuana. Now, that's good. But 48% of Catholics said yes to that, and 38% of Protestants support such a policy. Well, now, wouldn't you think that the Protestants are throughout the breadbasket, throughout the middle America?
Speaking of the breadbasket, I think that weed was probably responsible for the loaves and the fishes.
Oh, what's that mean?
What do you mean?
Well... The loaves and the fishes. I mean, that's when Jesus created all that food. Why do you think he created all that food?
Because they were really hungry and they were smoking weed.
He probably had the munchies.
A whole bunch of people on a hill that were hungry.
They all had the munchies.
I see. He would have created Cheetos.
So 70% of Jewish people said yes to this. 38...
He wouldn't have turned water into wine. He would have turned water into Dr. Pepper.
Gross. So 38% of Protestants support this policy. Interesting discrepancy there. That's a 42% difference.
This is an unfair description of Protestants, because Protestants are, you know, people that have come from Martin Luther's, you know, the denominations that came from Martin Luther's protest of the Catholic Church. So they're basically saying all non-Catholic Christians. Not so. I mean, there's another movement in Christianity called the Evangelical Movement that came out, you know, somewhere around the
They're
end of the...
They're not considered Protestants?
Apparently they consider them Protestants.
Right.
I don't consider them Protestants, and I don't think too many evangelicals consider them Protestants, and I don't think too many Protestants consider them Protestants.
Hmm.
So,
the evangelicals are the biblical literalist ones, right?
Yes, I would say that's true.
They believe every single word in the Bible is the word of God, no interpretation necessary.
Right. And God must have spoken English because, you know, it's their particular version of the Bible, too.
So there you go. Zogby, good numbers in regards to marijuana. And, of course, one of the things about the war on drugs, one of the major consequences, the unintended consequences, is the violence that results from the war on drugs. The violence of the gang members that are, well, dealing the drugs. Because when you take something out of the legitimate market and you put it onto the black market, gangs and the mafia and black marketeers get in control of it, and things get really dangerous. So you've got gangs fighting turf wars over different drugs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's turf wars about pot, but there might be. And there's a lot of violence.
There probably is on the very high
upper tiers.
You know, certain people say they want, you know, they want to be able to run marijuana through this particular porthole in the United States. You know, this what do they call that? Customs agent.
Yep.
I own this custom agent here, and if you try to buy him off, I'm going to smoke you. You know,
I'll bet you that's
happening.
Well, now there's some news coming out of California in regards to gang members. They're planning on tracking them. What's up with that, man?
Well, it says here that the California officials have begun using GPS or global positioning system anklets to track known gang members.
Hmm.
I assume they just asked them nicely to put them on. Do you think they, like they do with the wild cats, do you think they dart them? And then while they're laying there, kind of dazed, they just go up and put an anklet that they can't take off on them?
I don't know.
No, that's not
I presume they probably do it in jail.
The gritty suburb of San Bernardino, about 60 miles east of L.A., this week became the first California city to use the GPS satellite navigation system to track gang members when the devices were strapped onto three parolees. State Department of Corrections spokeswoman said, six California counties began using GPS to monitor sex offenders in 2005, and some have already been arrested for violating parole after they were tracked to off-limits areas.
You know, one thing I've heard about some of these bracelets, and I don't know if the old ones were using GPS or whether they're using some sort of other technology, but from what I've heard about how they work, they force these people into agreeing to keep them on, and that they track where they've moved to, and they can track, you know, how much movement around the house is going on, and if the thing is still for too long, then they go and they check up and they verify that it hasn't been taken off. Well, I heard a story about one inmate who took it off and put it on his dog.
That's awesome.
Brilliant.
Well, you know, every time you create a new fail safe so that you can catch them doing something, they're going to figure out some way
to work around it.
You know, it's just the way it goes. I can't say that I think that this is a terrible option when it comes to crime.
Wait. What do you mean? What do you mean? You don't think it's a bad idea? You think it's a good idea?
Do you think that? Would you rather be in prison?
I see what you're saying, but it's kind of annoying because it's them saying, "Hey, we own you. You know, you're ours. You're chained." Essentially.
You know,
but it does beat prison. I see what you're saying.
The thing is, it goes back to the drug war. Everybody who's in prison pretty much knew what they were going there. You know, they committed what they were going there for. They're responsible for their actions. You know, this beats prison.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the cells and the guards also say you're chained too.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231 on the way.
It beats standing in chow line and sodomy.
On the way. A nun has been charged with perjury. We'll tell you about that. Also, the TSA's failure after failure. We'll explain. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything. Whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And man, which you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives on our website, and they're all for free. 11 months of the show, as a matter of fact. We give it all away to you right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So go grab them up. Again, that's freetalklive.com. TSA stands for failure. Well, so does every other government agency. In fact, last night we had a story about how the government security agencies and actually a variety of different government agencies on the federal level had been investigated. Their computer security had been investigated. And the average government score, the total federal government score for computer security, was a D+. The Department of Homeland Security got an F.
F's.
Yeah. They can't even keep this group that claims that they're going to keep you safe, can't even keep their computer system safe. You really believe they're going to help you out in a time of crisis?
People do. They really imagine it's true. I've heard
a fantasy.
I heard some guy on the radio, and he runs a little radio show here locally. He was saying, well, we've caught suspected terrorists in the act.
Really?
What?
Which ones?
I haven't heard about this.
Jose Padilla.
Oh, wait, but wasn't he innocent?
But they don't know.
Well, we don't know. He's never been to trial.
Oh.
He's sitting in a brig.
Oh, okay.
He's been there for
three years. Well, wait, wouldn't he have already been, like, tried and executed if we had evidence? I mean, we had evidence.
We don't need to have evidence. He's a terrorist.
He could say something at the trial that would be a secret message to the other terrorists and order them to attack. So we can't put him in front of video cameras.
Bring the sleeper cells up.
Yeah, something like that. They have an excuse for everything.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to give people a speedy trial. We shouldn't have to give them a public trial. We shouldn't give them the right to face their accusers.
I mean, if he weren't guilty, I mean, wouldn't it behoove us to have him, you know, have a speedy trial and try him and just execute him to make him, you know, send a message? I mean, wouldn't that be, I would think, wouldn't it?
No, he's better off in a brig. He's safer there. I don't know.
Wait,
what
why do we want to make him safer?
I have no idea what their excuse would be.
They don't have a good reason.
I can't even make it up. But here's the latest on your wonderful government protecting you. According to ABC News, government investigators conducting undercover tests at 21 U.S. airports were able to get bomb materials through screening machines at every single one of them. The investigators sent through components of an improvised explosive device, an IED, and common household chemicals, according to the report by the GAO, the watchdog arm of Congress. Undercover agents carried a small amount of material that would need to be properly combined on the other side of the checkpoint in order to create a bomb.
Don't you love your taxes? Don't you like the taxes?
The material got past screeners and X-ray machines in every single one of the 21 airports tested, according to a terrorism expert. I think security is still not where it needs to be.
Wait, you mean the $250 fee that we pay every time we go through the airport for the 9/11 security fee isn't cutting it? Wait, you want more money? You want more billions of dollars?
Yeah, they can't get it right. They need more.
They need more. How much? Let's just call it an even, you know, let's just raise our taxes to 90%.
Well, you know what? It's a better idea here is to, you know, to take away the exclusivity of these airports from the TSA, and allow somebody to come in and compete for those dollars.
Yep.
Well, to allow private security.
Right. They used to have private security in airports, and we only had one 9/11 attack.
Well, the private security in airports was private security approved by that airport. It was one set of security for that airport. It'd be even better if we allowed each airline to have its own security squad.
I want to fly NRA Air. I want to fly an airplane where pretty much everyone on there is an armed American citizen. That's what I want to fly.
I want to fly that airline, too, but I wouldn't want to fly NRA. I don't like them.
Well,
they don't like
whatever.
Guns.
I was just making a reference.
The NRA pretends like they like guns so they can raise money and lobby for Republican candidates that will then pass more gun laws to restrict us. The gun owners of America are a much more principled group in comparison. Anyway, let's continue here. This expert says, at the end of the day, you can still get all the components through security that you need to assemble the bomb on the other side. The report was ordered by John Micah from Florida. He said he wanted to see how penetrable the passenger screening system was to explosive devices, and now he's seen it. Covert tests are a key part of testing the security system and are conducted by the Department of Homeland Security, which admitted it worried about the explosive devices slipping through. It recently cut back on the list of banned items so screeners could concentrate on finding bomb-making material.
God. Is this just an excuse for them to say, we need to ban those materials again?
No. They're saying that they cut back on the amount of items that screeners were supposed to look for so they could focus more on looking for the bomb-making material. So,
you know what,
that sort of makes a little bit
of
sense.
Well, when did they cut back? Because you and I just went through the airport really recently, and they took my lighter.
Oh, they didn't cut back on lighters. They allow matches now. I think they allow nail clippers again. There's a few items that were removed.
Now, here's the thing. You know, one of the things that I've been reading a lot of just different articles, and one article that I read recently was talking about the TSA and just about, and it was actually from a hacker's perspective.
Okay.
And they were talking about, you know, computer security, and part of the thing that you need to do when you're developing a computer, a secure computer network, is separate the signal from the noise. And one of the things it was talking about is now the terror suspect list that they have is something like several hundred thousand
200,000.
Yeah, several hundred thousand people. There is no way they can go through it. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. It's too much noise. They're just pulling people aside. You might be a terrorist. You might be a terrorist. They can't sort through and actually find any real terrorists.
Nor
can
they find
the
bombs.
By
the
time they do, boom!
Yep. Nor can they find the bombs or the bomb-making materials.
It's a waste of money.
Yes, the government absolutely is useless. 1-800-259...
And a waste of money, for sure.
Yeah. 800-259-9231, which is why I think you should stop giving it to them. Stop voluntarily handing over your money to these people. I mean, do you really feel good about that? I think if you stopped and everybody and a percentage of other people stopped, we'd have some big changes. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves on this Friday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph. And it's not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call them validated photos. And the reason why we call them that is because the lady is proving in the picture that she listens to the show. So you can see what I mean by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Last night we reported on the national debt, the debt ceiling. It has been raised to $9 trillion. And we pointed out that $9 trillion has 12 zeros after it, but that's about all we really did as far as trying to explain what $9 trillion was. Manwich, let's go into some detail on what $9 trillion actually means.
Well, you know, I happened to see this little... We talked about it yesterday, but I saw this little article on the internet, and I had to mention it. You know, there's... If you had $9 trillion, you could buy the Buckingham Palace 9,000 times.
The Buckingham Palace is pretty big, isn't it?
Really, it's, you know, it's big. It's probably one of the more valuable structures on the planet.
Right.
You could build the Eiffel Tower 28 times out of solid gold.
Oh, wow.
Build the Eiffel Tower 28 times out of solid gold.
For $9 trillion.
That's what our debt ceiling has been raised to. Thank you, small government Republicans. You're saving us from ourselves.
Well, was there more examples? I wish there was more. Is that the only one?
I'm sorry that those are really the only ones.
It sounds like you could... I want some listeners out there to do some calculation and give us some more
examples.
Find
out if there are any buildings that are 28 sizes the time, times the size of the Eiffel Tower.
All right. I got a couple more.
Okay,
it's roughly four times Britain's gross domestic product. That's not nearly as exciting, is it?
No.
Sorry. It equates to $1,500 for every man, woman, and child on the planet.
Wow.
Every living human being on the planet
has
$1,500.
It's $30,000 for every living being in America.
Yes.
So basically what you're probably saying is that it's enough to end world hunger immediately.
If it wasn't debt.
if it wasn't debt, it would be enough money. But the thing about this money is that what percentage of the money in this country, in this debt, goes to military spending? So in other words, all this debt, most of this debt, is from us killing people.
It's a big chunk. I bet you if we eliminated wars and military spending from this debt over the past, 40 years, 30 years.
Right. So 40 years, what war has happened during this time that's been for freedom?
Not to say that I support the social spending like welfare and all that other stuff. I don't, but I'm just saying, if you want to pick something. The military does get the lion's share of the budget.
Absolutely.
And it does under both administrations.
just Democrat or Republican. Yeah, you're right.
$9 trillion would buy all the tea in China. In fact, it would buy all the tea in the world for the next...
All the tea in China!
2,000 years.
Wow.
Yes. So that's a lot of tea.
That is a lot of tea.
It's enough to solve the Palestinian crisis by rehousing every Israeli and Palestinian family in a $1.5 million house.
Or a little shanty made from gold.
In Henley on the Thames. So it'd be put them in a pretty nice house.
Thames is posh stuff, huh? Yeah. Wow. Hour number three is on the way. There you go. $9 trillion translated for you. You owe $30,000, according to the government. Wait, you didn't sign anything that said you owed that money, did you? I know I didn't. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves on the way. Scientology versus South Park. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Many